Getting Back Out There, part funded by the National Lottery Community Fund, looking at the challenges and experiences of blind and partially sighted people in rural and isolated communities in Scotland.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB Scotland is running a project called Getting Back Out There. Its aim is to provide more advice and a support network for blind and partially sighted people from rural areas in Scotland. Joining me today is Sarah Richings, who is currently in Orkney. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, can you paint a bit of a picture, please, for us of what it is like living in Orkney?
Well, where to even begin? As you might be able to tell, my accent is American, and I lived, well, really all over America. Orkney is very different than anywhere that I've lived before. I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa when I was in America, but I would say that my significant sight loss progressed while living in Orkney over the last 7 years. Orkney is beautiful, and overall, it's an amazing place to live, but it does come with its own problems when one has sight loss, one of which being the fact that we are so far north. Our seasons, like between winter and summer, are dramatically different. So what I can get out and do comfortably in the summertime changes come wintertime. You know, now that we've done the time change, it's getting quite dark at 5 o'clock in the evening already. And that will progress to actual school pickup time right there close to Christmas. It gets more complicated in the winter.
Yeah, I bet. Now, you've mentioned that you've got retinitis pigmentosa. Can you go into a little bit, please, about how that impacts you just in your day-to-day life, doing as you would normally do?
I do still have central vision, which is corrected by my glasses. So my peripheral vision is quite significantly reduced, which impacts, you know, how comfortable I feel in crowded areas. One thing Orkney is really good for is there are not that many trees, so I don't have to worry about running into tree branches when I am walking down a pathway or whatnot. And my night vision is non-existent. So that, again, makes the winters here, which can be at winter solstice about 18 hours long, quite difficult to manage. I travel frequently with my head torch so that I always have some light that will help me. I use a long cane, and my daughter, who is 6, not technically trained, and it's not technically her job, she is quite used to warning me about things if I might run into them. She also does make fun of me a bit.
It's interesting that you mentioned some of the age that you've got there, including, I suppose, your daughter. Wider family and friends, what's the overall support network like?
Yes, well, my family is very distant from me. So while they are emotional support, they aren't physically around that often. But I do have a good group of friends that are quite helpful. You know, if the weather's particularly bad and we can't necessarily make it to school independently, they are happy to come and get us and take us. And even going out on a girl's night out, they're very good at helping me get around safely. So yeah, good group of friends.
For many people who are blind or partially sighted and live in a big city, there's lots of organizations around for help and support and great public transport for getting about. Is that quite different living somewhere like Orkney? It's a bit more remote.
Well, we don't have a lot necessarily, but I did get good support on my long cane training from our local council. And we do have a dial-a-bus service, which is fantastic. And the bus drivers, just the regular public buses, are really good at helping as well if I need assistance. And happy to drop us off right where we need to stop for the most part. But never having lived anywhere else when I was accessing these services, I don't really know if it's that much different, although I am technically in the big city of Kirkwall in Orkney, but I have lived on one of the smaller isles out with mainland. You know, there's just, when you've got a population of 350, there's not much help.
Yeah, I bet. RNIB Scotland are holding events across the country for people like yourself living with sight loss in rural, isolated areas, bringing together loads of services to provide a bit of advice as well. Do you think that's something that people in a boat similar to yourself can benefit from?
Absolutely. In what I call my previous life, I was a nurse, and one thing that I found with patients, but also find in community, is that people get afraid to ask if they don't know. Or, you know, in a community like Orkney, where often people do have a good family and friends network, they don't think that they need anything else. And maybe they don't need anything else, but if they think that they don't need anything else, they don't necessarily look for the information that then could actually benefit them, or they get stuck into their habits and don't think of ways that these services could be of a benefit to them and expanding what they're able to do, even as their sight loss progresses.
My final question for you, Sarah, is have you got any advice for people perhaps recently diagnosed with a sight loss condition? Any advice at all?
My biggest piece of advice, I think, is don't underestimate yourself. There is still so much you can do with sight loss. Yes, you might have to learn new ways of doing things, but don't underestimate yourself.
Sound advice. Well, Sarah Richings, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Getting Back Out There, part funded by the National Lottery Community Fund, looking at the challenges and experiences of blind and partially sighted people in rural and isolated communities in Scotland. Find us on social media at RNIB Scotland.